Okay, we will go now to the Word of God. Let's acknowledge the Lord in our midst today. Father, we praise you for your wonderful works in our lives, especially for the gospel and the truth that continues to be proclaimed even to all the peoples of the earth. We may not be aware of a lot of things that are happening all around us, but surely because it is you who has given your word, who has given the gospel, you will allow it to bear fruit. You will continue to move upon hearts. Even today, for this afternoon, salamat po na kayo ang siyang mauna po sa amin sa paghahayag na inyong salita. At tayong kayo lamang ang siyang marinig. Kayo lamang siyang madakila sa aming pong kalagitnaan. Sa kapahayagan ng iyong salita, kami lamang po ay magpapasakop sa inyo, sa iyong mga katotohanan. Gamitin niyo po ito upang palakasin at patuloy na hubugin ang puso ng bawat isa po sa amin upang lalo pa na maging kagamit-gamit kami para sa iyong layunin. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Ang ating pong tatalakayin ngayong hapon ay naibahagi ko na po ito ang at least siguro almost a year na po, no, sa morning service. But I'd like to share this with us para po sa panghapong pananambahan. And this is about Jacob, and I've entitled this The Preserving Perseverance of God. The Preserving Perseverance of God. Magbukas po kayo sa akin, kasama po, o sa Genesis chapter 32, verses 1 to 12, and then jump to verses 24 to 32, and then yung Psalm and Isaiah. Let me read from the English Standard Version. Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him, and when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." So he called the name of the place Mahanaan. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, instructing them, "Thus you shall say to my lord Esau, thus says your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male servants, and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord in order that I might find favor in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and there are 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He divided the people who were with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels, into two camps, thinking, "If Esau comes to the one camp and attacks it, then the camp that is left will escape." Verse 9. And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your kindred, that I may do good,' I am not worthy of the least of all deeds of steadfast love and all faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two camps. Please deliver me from the hand of my brother and from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he may come and attack me and the mothers with the children. But you said, 'I will surely do good and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" Verse 24, jump to verse 24, all the way to the end of this chapter. "And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, 'Let me go, for the day has broken.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' And he said to him, 'What is your name?' And he said, Jacob. Then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, for I have seen God face to face, and yet my life had been delivered. The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat sinew and of the thighs, and that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. Praise God for his word. And then Psalm 46, sabi po doon, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Isaiah 41:14, do not fear, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, declares the Lord, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Bless God for his word indeed. Brethren, if you hear the word or the phrase, the God of Jacob, what possibly comes to your mind? Ano po mapasok po sa ating isipan pag nabasa po natin itong mga katagampong ito? The God of Jacob. Perhaps wala po masyadong significance po para sa atin kung hindi po natin alam kung ano po ibig sabihin ng Jacob. Ngunit po sa talaan ng Biblia, makita po natin ang pangalang Jacob really is means deceiver or supplanter or manggugulang, no, sa lingwahe po natin. And when you attach the word God to the God of Jacob, it would seem like an irony that God would identify himself to be the God of Jacob, the God of a deceiver, or the God of someone who is a supplanter. Because from the time Jacob was born, he tried to take hold of the feet of his own brother Esau, kasi may twin brother po siya. And even from that time, he was living a life that was trying to trick his own brother and trying to gusto niyang lamangan yung kanyang sariling kapatid. At marami pong mga bagay makikita po natin sa talaan po sa buhay po ni Jacob o Jacob. And yet, we find God himself recognizing him as his own. And God mismo po, nung tinawag po niya, the God of Jacob, okay, is our stronghold. Now we will see further the significance of this in a little while. But we see in the life of Jacob, the perseverance of the saints, and how God himself, okay, that it is the Lord, no, who allows us to persevere. Okay, so that when we talk about the saints of God, okay, yung title po kanina, no, sabi po natin, the preserving perseverance of God. Because it is only by the perseverance of God that we can persevere, brethren, sa ating pong buhay at lakad. And we know from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, sabi po doon ni Paul, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul puts his confidence in the God who is able to accomplish his work, the good work that he began, that he will be the one to finish it until the day of Christ Jesus. When God begins the work, he cannot be frustrated. And he will finish what he began. At ganyan po ang kanya pong pagkilos dito po sa buhay po ni Jacob. Even from the time Jacob was born, or even before he was even born, okay, God was already at work in his life. God was already showing certain things regarding him and about his plans for him and how he was going to live his life. Now, looking at perseverance as well, we see our Lord Jesus, who is our primary example, the greatest example of a life of perseverance. Ang ating pong Panginoong Jesus mismo ay makakitaan po natin ng pagpupursige at tunay na pagpapasensya. Okay, in Isaiah chapter 42, sabi po doon, through the prophecy of Isaiah, verses 3 to 6, sabi po niya, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice on the earth. And the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations." Ito po ang propesya patungkol sa ating pong Panginoong Hesukristo mismo. That in His gentleness, in His patience, even as He deals with a bruised reed, okay, yung parang portion, no, ng grass na tupi, no, na yupi, and He will not totally break it apart. And a dimly burning wick, sabi po niya, He will not totally extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. And He is a friend of the weak. He is the friend of the weary. He is someone whom we know, no, as coming from God, no, as God Himself in the flesh. Okay, He dealt with us with all gentleness and patience. And even in His dealings with man, how man continued to sin against Him or even do certain things against Him, He entrusted His life to God and He persevered in the midst of it all. Okay, at kaya nga po, meron tayong Hebrews chapter 12. Okay, the writer of the Hebrews, okay, concluded, no, partly in his letter or his preaching, actually, Hebrews chapter 12. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," pointing back to chapter 11 and those who are people of faith, okay, he said, let us run the race with perseverance, the race that is marked before us. Let us set aside all the sin, no, that so easily entangles us. But let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who has endured hostility from sinners, so that you will not grow weary in terms of your walk with God. So from time to time, I believe we all need to consider the perseverance of our Lord. Kaya from time to time, naisip po natin minsan, no, na gusto na natin bumitaw sa ating lakad sa Panginoon. We are at the verge, no, minsan, sa dami ng mga problema na kinakaharap natin. Okay, we think that perhaps mas maganda na lang, no, tumalikod or bumitaw sa ating lakad sa Panginoon. But brethren, we know that as the Lord continues to work in us, He will be the source of our strength. He will be the source of our encouragement. He will continue to move in our lives by His Holy Spirit to grant us the perseverance that we need in our lives. And as Jesus is our example, it's not just that, brethren, He indwells us by Spirit to grant us the strength we need in order to persevere. But more than that, our God can be trusted to finish His work in our lives and to preserve us and to enable us to persevere, if you might want to add there. Okay, God is faithful. God can be trusted. God will finish His work in our lives. He will preserve. He will enable us to persevere. Kaya habang binabasa po kanina nung ating pong worship leader, ito pong John 10, no, na I was just grateful to the Lord. Hindi naman po kami nag-usap ng worship leader po, but that was part of his exhortation. Exhort po niya yung John chapter 10, 27 to 30 po nga lang kanyang ginamit. But here, verses 27 to 29, we see the Lord Jesus Himself speaking about God's perseverance and the assurance of our salvation. Sabi po niya, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. That's the first one, brethren. And then sabi po niya, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. That's a second, brethren. That's a double, okay, security in God. Okay, sabi po na ating Panginoon, no one will snatch them out of my hand, and the Father has given them to me. Okay, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Of course, we have the Holy Spirit as well, with a seal of guaranteeing our inheritance. He has placed his approval and seal upon us. Okay, those who name the name of the Lord and confesses him, okay, the seal of God has been placed upon them by the Holy Spirit. Okay, who marks us as God's own people. Okay, what a wonderful assurance this is for us, brethren. Now, in the life of Jacob, going back to his life, brethren, why did God choose Jacob? Mapapaisip po tayo. Sa dami ng tao na pwedeng piliin ng Panginoon, sa panahon po ni Jacob, pinili po niya ang isang deceiver, ang isang schemer, ang isang swindler, kay para tawagin niya at magrepresenta sa kanyang pangalan. Kung paano ng Panginoon na isang taong kagaya po niya ay tinawag po niya at ginamit po niya bilang daluyan na kanyang pagkilos at pagpapala sa buhay ng ibang tao. Of course, we can point back to the choosing of Abraham even before Jacob would come through Isaac. Okay, ngunit dito po, no, inisip po natin, bakit hindi si Esau? Okay, sa dalawa naman sila, di ba? Meron naman, pwedeng piliin naman ni Lord si Esau. But he did not do that. He chose Jacob instead. And we will also see how did God manifest his preserving and persevering character displayed upon his dealings with Jacob. At kung paano po patuloy na kumilos ang Panginoon at pinahayag ng Panginoon ang kanyang grasya, ang kanyang kabutihan, ang kanyang pagmamahal kay Jacob sa gitna po ng kanyang kalalagayan. Kung paano po ang layunin ng Panginoon ay kanya pa rin ginanap sa pamamagitan po ni Jacob. Because truly, brethren, you know the rest of the story how Jacob became Israel. And the land of Israel is what it is now because of how God had moved upon this man, Jacob. Okay, kung hindi po kumilos ang Panginoon at hindi po preserved ng Panginoon ang kanyang pangalan, of course, sa buhay po ni Jacob, the nation of Israel would not be here right now. Or the people of Israel are not here right now. But precisely because of God's preserving and persevering character that they are what they are right now. Now, syempre, God has set them aside for a while. Okay, and his work continues, of course, through the church. But there will be a time when God will restore Israel for what it is, as the nation that God had chosen. But let's zoom in now for Jacob, or into the life of Jacob. Ano nangyari kay Jacob? And these are reasons, I believe. I give you three reasons beyond us. And things that are only according to, first, God's pure sovereign grace. Brethren, the choosing, the calling of Jacob is beyond us. Hindi man po natin maisip, paano ba nangyari yon? It's not according to anyone's own thinking and way, paano ho tayo mag-isip. God's ways, indeed, are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Kung paano po, no, ma-reconcile po natin itong katotohanan po, itong kabanalan ng Diyos sa isang banda naman po, ang isang tao makasalanan na hindi karapat-dapat ay piliin niya, tawagin niya bilang kanya. But I believe it is pure grace. It is pure sovereign grace that is at work in the life of Jacob. In Malachi chapter 1 verse 2, the Lord declared to the people, even after the exile, even after the people had disobeyed the Lord and turned from Him, looking forward to the time of the Messiah, the Lord continued to affirm his love for the people of God, for the people of Israel, pointing back to the time of the choosing of Jacob. Malachi 1 verse 2, sabi po doon, I have loved you, says the Lord, addressing the people. But you say, how has you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord. Yet I have loved Jacob. He was addressing the people, and then he turns to them and tells them, my love for you was even before the time you were born. In fact, your father, Jacob, I have loved. I have loved him and established my covenant with him. And therefore, I have my covenant with you as my people. In Romans 9, verse 11 to 13, Paul recognizes this when he wrote verses 11 to 13. Sabi po niya, for though the twins were not yet born, okay, sa sinapupunan po ni Rebecca, yung kanilang nanay, and had not done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose, according to his choice, might stand. Not because of works, but because of him who calls. It was said to her, the older will serve the younger. Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Nakita po natin sa programa ng Panginoon kung paanong ang Diyos pinili po niya ang bayang Israel bilang daluyan ng pagpapala ng Mesiyas ay manggagaling po sa kanila. Ang mismong ating Panginoong Jesus bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas ay nagmula sa angkan ni Jacob. He came from that lineage, brethren. And here we find the Lord recognizing that even from the beginning of time. And God, in His calling for the nation of Israel, bagaman sinantabi sila panandali, God had affirmed, hindi pa tinatapos ng Panginoon ang kanyang programa. Meron pa rin layunin ng Panginoon sa kanila. Meron pa rin gagawin ng Panginoon. But at this point, the salvation of God by faith, okay, through our Lord Jesus Christ had been established. And so those Jews who would come to Christ by faith will also recognize this, brethren, until the last day when God will finally show Himself as their true King, as their true Messiah. Siyempre, sa panahon po ngayon, marami po nagre-reject sa ating Panginoong Jesus. They call Him an imposter. They do not even want to have any dealings with Him. But for us, as the people of God, we get to understand how had this transpired in our lives. The sovereign grace of God found a worm that He might transform him into a prince. You find that dun sa Psalm kanina, O worm, Jacob. Okay, God had transformed him into a prince. Israel, for that matter. Brother, in Jacob, we recognize God's incomparable grace and attitude toward undeserving sinners. Remember, brethren, how the Lord had called you to Himself. Remember how the Lord had brought you from your vain way of life and into His kingdom. How from the time you were away from God, and yet He has brought you into His fold. How He had brought you into His kingdom. Someone who is so undeserving. And kung titinan po natin, we're just so quick to point our fingers at Jacob. Yan, this deceiver yan, supplanter yan. And if we recognize ourselves and realize, wow, Lord, ganito rin ang dating buhay ko eh. I had used to lie, I had used to deceive people, I had used to live a life, Lord, of rebellion against you, following after my own desires and my own wants, wanting to be above all others. I want to be, I'm filled with pride and filled with self and self-righteousness. Yan dating buhay ko, Panginoon. And yet, you've been gracious toward me. And yet, Lord, you had called me to yourself. Notice what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The Corinthians are known for their immorality. The Corinthians are known for their grabe po yung kanila pong pagmamalaki sa sarili po nila, sa giftings po nila. Even then in their midst, how they've been dividing the church and the work of God. And dito po, no, nirebuke po sila ni Paul. But Paul started out by calling them his God's saints, the Corinthians. And then grants them the opportunity to see who they were before they came to Christ. And so that no one would boast. Sabi po niya, 1 Corinthians 1:26, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God, but by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification, redemption, that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." At doon po, pinakita po sa kanila, marami na akala ninyo, magagaling kayo, marami na akala ninyo, you are from noble birth. But I want you to realize that the foolishness of the cross has been preached to you. To the Jews, they were seeking signs and wonders. To the Greeks, they were looking for wisdom and their superiority in terms of argument and human reasoning and human power and ability. But Paul told them, it is not about those things. It is about Christ and him crucified. It is about the gospel of our Lord who had chosen the weak things of the world. The people who are willing to acknowledge their sinfulness. The people who are willing to acknowledge their need for him, for wisdom, for righteousness, for sanctification, for redemption, so that he would be their all and in all, so that he might alone receive all the praise and the glory, so that no one will boast that they know them only except that they know him and they're boasting in the Lord and in the Lord only. God choosing us, God choosing Jacob is out of God's pure sovereign grace. And it's the same thing for you and for me, brethren. And we can take delight in continually acknowledging the pure sovereign grace of God. The second truth, brethren, we can surmise from this in the way that God had manifested this persevering and preserving work and character is his precise wisdom. His precise wisdom. You see, brethren, God's discernment is evident in revealing the hidden possibilities of the most unpromising character. Kung paano po sa umpisa, kung itutuloy po natin o sa Romans chapter 11, ang panawagan po ng mga tao ng Panginoon, sabi po niya sa kanila, just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their, the Jews' disobedience. So these also now have been disobedient in order that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. Alam niyo, you were Gentiles. You do not belong to God. You do not belong to the people of God. And yet you were shown mercy, sabi po niya dito. For God has shut up all in disobedience, that he might show mercy to all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Paul gloried in the fact that God had worked out his redemptive work and plan, sovereignty and wisdom. Okay, at work in the proclamation of the gospel of God's righteousness being imputed, God's love being magnified, God's spirit indwelling the believers, empowering them, and granting them salvation, sanctification, and glorification even in the end. The working of God is complete. The working of God is truly according to the whole plan and program of God in His counsel, in His wisdom from the beginning of time. It is according to His will that He has shown mankind His great redemptive work. And here is the wisdom being displayed. Brethren, God's selection was not based on merit or character, but divine will. God had orchestrated everything according to plan, mga kapatid. And if God chooses a person, hindi po yan dahil, alam ko, in the future, magiging mabait siya eh. Alam ko, in the future, magiging magaling siya or tatanggapin niya ako. Hindi po ganun, pagpili ng Panginoon. Pagpili ng Panginoon is even before the foundation of the world, even before you were born into this world, He had set you apart. Look at Genesis 25. The Lord had already declared these words to Rebekah, the mother of Esau and Jacob. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two people shall be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." Ito yung plano ko, sabi ng Panginoon. Two nations will be or are in your womb, but one is greater and stronger than the other. And that I've chosen Jacob. Bago pa lang ultrasound po noon, wala pa pong, hindi pa po nila alam. No? May papanganak dyan, lalaki ba yan o babae? Ano bang mangyayari dyan? Twins ba yan or isa lang? Yeah, wala pa pong ultrasound noon, but it was God who had already spoken. And in His wisdom, He had said and declared these words, "I had chosen the one. The older shall serve the younger." Brethren, God, in the exercise of His will and infinite wisdom, has decreed that faith by grace brings sonship. Faith by grace. Rebecca acknowledged that. Isaac acknowledged that. And in the plan of God, this is what's going to be. Siyempre, they struggled in doing that. Kaya nga, sa time na mamamatay na si Isaac, ang gusto pa rin niya, si Esau. Kasi panganay niya eh. Pero kita natin kung paano din itong si Rebecca. Knowing God already spoken to her, had been instrumental. Yun nga lang, by deceiving Esau. But still, we see the outworking of God's plan and purpose here, brethren. Hindi po tinatanggal yung responsibilidad na ginawa po nila ng panggugulang at pagdideceive po kay Esau. Hindi po lingit sa Panginoon. Okay? Because God can still do that, no, without their help. Pero po sa sovereignty and sa kalooban po ng Panginoon, paano na ho niya hinayag po ito na darating ang time, ito po ang mangyayari. Because He had already chosen Jacob from the beginning of time. God's wisdom had formed this man, had worked out the plan of God. Ito rin po ang sabi po ng Romans 9. Continue niyo po yung kanina, nabasa po natin verse 11 to 13. Verse 14, sabi naman po niya, "What shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. For He says to Moses, 'I have mercy on whom I have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.' So then it does not depend on man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy." It does not depend on man. It all depends on God. Amen. Yes, brethren, still responsible before God. When God, the grand scheme of God, He will orchestrate everything according to plan. And that's why in Acts chapter 13, sabi niya po doon, "And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed." Hindi po baliktad po yan, mga kapatid. The rendering there really is to emphasize the fact that God is the one who does the appointing. God is the one who does the choosing. And then people would believe to eternal life. And there's no mistaking about that, brother. 1 Peter 1, sabi po ni Pedro, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, to the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to true salvation in Christ. But the first thing we need to consider there is God choosing according to His foreknowledge, even before time began, even before each one of us would have the opportunity to choose God, would have the opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful, brethren, that God's wisdom is so precise? Kung paano po nag-work lahat ng sirkumstansya para matupad po ang bagay na ito, ang layunin pong ito ng Panginoon. Hindi po na-frustrate ang Panginoon. Kahit na ng gulang, kahit na sinubukan po ni Jacob, agawin o gawin po ang mga bagay na ito. Underneath all of that, brethren, in the sinfulness of this man, God had turned that around for good and for the glory of His name. Pinalitan po, inayos po ng Panginoon. Tinuwid po ng Panginoon yung mga bagay po na ito. Gagamitin po niya mga bagay na ito, mga kapatid, para sa kalwatian ng kanyang pangalan. So it's not just about Jacob, brethren. It is about God. First, in terms of God's sovereign grace. Second, in terms of God's precise wisdom. And thirdly, in terms of God's perfect love. The preserving and persevering work of God is magnified even more, is manifested, brethren, through God's perfect love that He had shown. Jacob met his match and finally surrendered to the determined and persistent pursuit of the most loving God. God met him even at those points, brethren, when he seemingly was running away or departing from God's purpose and plan for him. Parang layo na. Diba, paano itong Jacob na ito, ginawa niya ang mga bagay na ito dahil sa ginawa niya, of course, siyempre, nagalit yung kapatid niya. Dito nga po sa kwento, makita po natin kung paanong takot na takot siya eh. Na darating yung kanyang kapatid na si Esau. And he has 400 strong men with him. Perhaps even an army to possibly crush him and kill him because of what he did. Ngunit, sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon, it was God all along. Brethren, His gracious love, God followed him relentlessly. Look at four areas when God followed him. First is at Bethel. And here we see from stealing to undeserved blessing. Genesis 28, sabi po doon, "Behold, the God said, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. And he called the name of the place Bethel. Because, or however, previously the name of the city had been Luz. And the Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take and will give me food to eat, and garments to wear, I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. And this stone which I have set up a pillar will be God's house. And of all that thou dost give me, I will surely give tenth to thee." You see, God speaking here in an absolute way, brethren. Totally undeserved promises from God. Promises of prosperity and protection upon Jacob, with the other assurance that all families of the earth would be blessed in his seed. Isipin na lamang po natin yung pinangako ng Panginoon sa kanya. God had shown him in a dream. God appeared to him and reminded him, Jacob, you are right now. Okay, seemingly parang you're still a stranger on the earth, but the Lord said, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. Okay, I will establish you, and from your seed I will bless the nations. God had given this assurance to him indeed. Mga kapatid, kung paano po siya, no, sinubukan po niyang nakawin yung inheritance po ng kanyang kapatid. Okay, God had already told him, anak, masigit na pagpapala yung pinapangako ko sa iyo. Masigit na pagpapala ang ako, ang hirangin mo bilang Diyos ng iyong buhay. Ako, na Panginoon, na siyang lalagi, makakasama mo magpakailanman. Isn't that a greater blessing, brethren? Because sometimes we are just seeking for lesser blessings to satisfy us and to fill us. Nakala po natin yun ang magpapasaya sa atin. Akala po natin na yun po ang magsasatisfy po sa atin. But then God comes to us and tells us, anak, I am here. I am with you. What more do you need? What more do you ask? What greater blessing are you seeking? Am I not enough for you? I am not enough as your God whom you call? Sa gitna ng mga problema, sa gitna ng mga pagsubok, sa gitna ng kahirapan, sa gitna ng karamdaman, sa gitna ng mga pinagdaraanan mo ngayon, you don't have to fear. Because I will establish you. In my name, you are a believer, you are a follower of Jesus Christ. And He keeps assuring us that, brethren, sa anumang harapin po natin sa ating buhay, we need to see the Lord as a source of our true blessing and protection, the truest of all, our inheritance and forevermore. The spiritual blessings He bestows upon us are the greater blessings, more than the things that the world offers to us, more than the things that we could ever attain in this life, are His permanent blessings in Christ. In fact, He has already blessed us, brethren, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Pero minsan tayo nakatingin po sa iba. Instead, nag-dwell ho tayo sa pagpapala natin sa Panginoon kay Hesus Kristo. Mas madaming bagay po tayo pagre-reklamo, pagko-complain, o pagda-doubt sa Panginoon sa Kanyang kabutihan po sa atin. And then God comes to us and affirms to us His love. Anak, hindi nagbabago yung pagmamahal ko sa iyo. Mahal kita nung tinawag kita bilang anak ko, at mahal pa rin kita hanggang ngayon. Kahit sa gitna ng kahirapan, dinaraanan mo. Secondly, brethren, at Mizpah, from cheating naman po to chastening. You know the story unfolded when Jacob found a wife in Rachel, but Rachel has a sister named Leah. And for the father-in-law, Laban, of course, Laban tried to trick Jacob, okay, into not just marrying Rachel, but sabi niya, bibigay ko rin si Leah. And he worked for the two. Okay? Kung magtatrabaho ka para sa akin, bibigay ko din kayo si Rachel. Una si Leah, pinaano niya sa kanya, no? Pero hindi naman siya ang supposedly minahal niya. Now, syempre, these things, brethren, okay, are out of line in God's plan for monogamy. Okay? It was God's plan all along that Jacob would just have one wife. Syempre, alam po natin sa programa ng Panginoon, even in the Genesis account, when man will be united to his wife and they will become one flesh. Okay? Klaro po yun sa Panginoon. Pero dito, kita po natin ang pagiging makasalanan ng tao. Okay, kahit si Laban and even Jacob had to succumb to that and be become someone who would be marrying to two wives. Now, sa sovereignty pa rin po ng Panginoon, paano po niya inayos ang lahat ng bagay? Siyempre, nagkaroon po siya ng anak kay Leah, pero si Rachel hindi mabigyan-bigyan ng anak. Okay, and then eventually, siyempre, pati yung mga katulong po nila nung panahon po yun. And then, of course, one after the other until they became 12 tribes of Israel. And here we find God, in spite of Jacob's sin, in spite of his trying even to cheat, kasi cheat na ho si Laban, okay, ginulangan na siya sa asawa, maging asawa ho niya, ginulangan pa ho siya sa mga inheritance, ginulangan pa ho siya sa mga alagang hayop, pero hindi po nagpahuli ho si Jacob. Ginulangan din po niya. Okay, kung ano yung ipapanganak, kung may spot, okay, bibigay ko sa iyo yung mga walang spot. Okay, so akin yung may spot. Eh, problema, na hindi panganak, puro may mga spot. Okay, so para sa kanya yung mas marami. Okay, and eventually, God told him, you go back to your father's house. Okay, and here we find God still being true to His word for Jacob. And syempre, found out po yun, no, ni Laban, and he pursued him. Okay, they had a talk. And sabi po doon sa chapter 31, the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers, to your relatives, and I will be with you. Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to his flock in the field. And verse 5 said to them, I see your father's attitude, and that is not friendly toward me as formerly. But God, my father, has been with me, and you know that I have served your father with my strength. Yet your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. However, God did not allow him to hurt me. Okay, in verse chapter 31, 24, God came to Laban and the Aramean in a dream of the night and said to him, be careful that you do not speak to Jacob either good or bad. Binalaan na ho siya ng Panginoon. Okay, kasi sa kanya, pagtatraidor din ho yung ginawa ni Jacob, na paglayas, na hindi man lang niya pinaalam. Okay, and all of these things sa kultura po nila. And then in chapter 31, they had a covenant together. And they call the name Mizpah. Sabi po doon, may the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent one from the other. You see, kung paano po, kahit yung panggugulang po nila, paggugulangan po nila sa isa't isa, eh, Jacob for that matter, brethren, we see the Lord still fulfilling His purpose. And the Lord was with Jacob. God, in order to achieve His purpose, subjected Jacob with a man meaner and more grasping and more crooked than himself. Nakahanap po siya ng katapat niya kay Laban. Yet it is reassuring, brethren, that to see that God was with Jacob through this whole experience. And God blessed him. Sabi po doon, God was with Jacob and God blessed him. The Lord was with him. The Lord watched over them, over him. Even when they are absent one from the other. God is the preserver of life. God is the one who establishes His children, His own. And yet at times, it is so ironic that God uses things and circumstances and even people so that our characters are mostly perfected by difficult people and difficult things of life. Pansinin niyo yun? No, God, in all places, kung saan kanya dinala sa trabaho, of all families, saan kanya dinala na pamilya, ang mga taong kasalamuha mo, of all schools, of all circumstances, ito yung mga taong dinala sa'yo, nakakainis, ayaw mo makasama. Or sometimes you try to question God's, bakit Lord, bakit ako dinala dito, bakit ako nandito, anong ginagawa ko dito? And God brings people, even difficult at that, to mold your character, to make you more loving, to make you more patient, to make you the person that God wants you to be in difficult circumstances as well, so that you are forced now to depend more on God and not on people. So you are forced now to realize who your provider is, who the one who called you is, and who will be the one to enable you to face those difficult things. Thirdly, brethren, we see God's love at work at Jabbok, or even in that mountain in Peniel. Okay, from wrestling naman po to surrendering. We see in that account a while ago in chapter 32, 24 to 30, when the angel of God appeared to Jacob and wrestled with him the whole night. Okay, and then Jacob was trying to, of course, take hold of the angel. And in that sense, he also wrestled with God. Pero syempre, mas malakas ang Panginoon. Okay, and then Jacob, in his desperation, called upon or told God, I will not let you go until you bless me. Until you bless me. But it was then that the time that God had to dislocate the socket of his thigh so that he would finally cling on to God with all his might. So that all his strength will just be upon or connected with the angel of God himself. So that all he could say, Lord, you are my strength. You are my righteousness. You are all that I need in my life. All my life I'd been deceiving. All my life I'd been trying to live my life in my own strength. I was trying to get what I want with my own wisdom, with my own ability. But now, Lord, I am forced to depend on you. I am forced to recognize, Lord, that I am nothing before you. I am nothing without you. And I can do nothing apart from you. And that is the whole truth, brethren. And it's serious. It is a serious thing to resist a God who intends to bless. Pero minsan inuunahan natin siya. Pero minsan sinusubukan po natin sa sarili natin. Pag wala nang ibang paraan, saka na lang ako lalapit sa Lord. Pero hanggat may paraan, hanggat naiisip ko pa at kaya ko pang gawin yan sa sarili ko, I will not depend on the Lord. But the other way around, brethren, should be that we would even would first go to God and recognize our need for Him every moment, to trust Him for our daily bread, to ask Him for wisdom, to enable us, to allow us to have the strength in all circumstances. When he found Jacob would not yield, finally God lamed him. Ayaw mong mag-surrender, okay, pipilayan na kita. And sometimes masakit. Oh, sobrang sakit. No, pag pinilay ka ng Panginoon, nilagay ka ng Panginoon sa sitwasyon, Lord, help! I know no one else to call but you. And in your desperation, brethren, God brings you to the point when you just have to really call and depend on Him. And before the blessings would come and be bestowed, there had to be a collapse of the strong self-life. We had to reach that point, brethren, when we will have to say, Lord, I surrender. Jacob had to face up to the sin and the shame of his own character and realize, Lord, sobra. Lord, sobra po akong makasalanan. What was that prayer? The context of that prayer was the attack of his brother. Kung paano binago ng Panginoon. Can you imagine that night? He was so saying, Lord, protect me. Lord, help me. Hinati na nga niya yung kanyang kawan. Hinati na ho niya yung kanyang army, yung group ng kanyang pamilya. Para kung atakihin yung isa, at least may matirang isa at makaka-escape sila. And he was willing to take that risk. But recognizing, hindi ho sapat yun. Hindi ho yun sa sarili lamang ho niyang gulang. And Peniel means the face of God. It meant for Jacob a confession of utter sinfulness and consciousness of utter weakness. And praise God that when we are weak, God is strong. Sabi po niya, I have seen God face to face and my life has been preserved. I have seen God face to face. I have encountered the holiness of God. I have encountered the righteousness of God. And I've called upon the name of the Lord who is my true strength, who is my true joy. And so God succeeded in breaking his hardness. And Jacob also prevailed. How? By surrendering. By surrendering that he found true rest. And true fulfillment, true success in God. Doon lamang po niya na-realize, what a sinful man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Lord, I'm so wicked. Depart from me, for I am a sinner. Lord, I do not deserve all these blessings. I do not even deserve you in my life. And yet you came to me. And thank God, I am not consumed because of Jesus Christ, who has been my mediator, who has been my strength, who had been there all along, who died for me and gave his life for me. And the last point, brethren, God showed himself pursuing Jacob out of his love was at Shechem. And then from failing, from failure to reassurance or restoration. In Genesis chapter 3 to 35, we see there the time when Jacob and his sons came into the promised land, the land of Canaan, but an unfortunate thing happened. The daughter of Jacob, named Dinah, was raped. Okay, by Shechem, or by the son of Shechem, and he took advantage of her, and raped niya siya. And we know that the whole story revolved around revenge, and the sons of Jacob were enraged and had plotted to kill the sons of Shechem. And here we recognize kung paano dahil dun sa nangyari din. Siyempre, konsekwensya pa rin po yun ng kanilang ginawa. No? They had provoked the people of Canaan and they now have become their enemies. Anong ginawa po ng sons of Jacob? Tirinig ko nila ulit, no? Itong mga kaaway po nila. At they killed them. They killed the men. Okay? So, kunwari, hindi namin pakakasalan sa iyo kasi hindi ka pa circumcised. No? In so many words, you have to be circumcised. And all the men in your households. And when the third day came and they were all weak and were in great pain, they took advantage of them and destroyed them. And syempre po, no, kasama pa rin po ng programa pa rin po yun ng Panginoon. Despite the disgrace, despite the failure, despite the crisis upon Jacob and his family of rape and murder that took place and the fear in provoking the people of Canaan to destroy them also, okay, and take vengeance against them, God was the one who established them. And it was a costly burden to forget a vow or withdraw, surrender to God. At that point, okay, sabi na ni Jacob sa Panginoon, Lord, surrender ko na lahat. But then ito, yung mga anak niya mismo, they had taken justice into their own hands. But then God, in His mercy, had spared them. Instead of abandoning him, God graciously visited them again. Sabi po sa Genesis 35, verse 1, okay, and God appeared unto Jacob again. And God again affirmed himself. And then in verses 9 to 12, sabi po doon, God appeared to Jacob again, and he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. And God said to him, your name is Jacob, and you no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. Thus he called him Israel. God said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come forth from you, and the land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give it to you, and I will give the land to your descendants after you. Okay, it was an opportunity for God to reaffirm His promise and restore him back. Ito yung plano ko sa iyo. It's not by you going to the land of Canaan and intermingle with them. I had set you apart for me as a people whom I have called. But then again, of course, in doing these things, nangyari po na yung nangyari. Pero Panginoon, pinotect pa rin po niya yung nation ng Israel. Not to intermingle, not to to mix themselves with the people of Canaan and so destroy their heritage as a people. God is utterly relentless, brethren, pursuing His beloved people to show His willingness to accomplish His good purpose. Hindi po na pigilan ang ating pong Panginoon. He continued to pursue Jacob, and so that Jacob now is called Israel. Now he became prince with God from a deceiver. The God of Jacob is preeminently the God of grace. He's the God of second chances. Ever encountered that word, brethren? Ever realized that our God is a God of second chances? Ever realize how many times you have failed him and yet God comes to you and tells you, child, repent and I will restore you. Child, turn away from that sin and I will give you another chance to serve me and call upon my name and represent me. To those who have failed and failed persistently, he is the God of second chances. Think about those moments when you have failed God and realize how persistent and relentless he is in his pursuit of you. And he calls you out of his love. When we allow God to work in our lives, brethren, no failure need be fatal nor final. At least, brethren, binibigyan pa rin po tayo muli ng pagkakataon ng Panginoon. Hindi yan ang huli. Yes, nag-fail ka. Yes, nagkasala ka sa akin, anak. But I will come and give you my assurance. No sin acknowledged and repented of is beyond the boundary of God's amazing grace. That's why in Psalm 130, the psalmist declared, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. And yes, brethren, there is forgiveness in God. But the whole point of that is so that God may be feared, so that you might align your life right now to the plan and purpose of God and walk with Him according to His will, according to His holiness, according to His purpose for you. And when at times, brethren, we experience defeat, no past defeat puts future victory out of reach. Nakala natin tapos na si Lord o tapos ng programa ng Panginoon. Sirang-sira na yung testimony ng Panginoon. Wala na. But then again, brethren, when you experience defeat, there is still a chance for future victory in God. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, but thanks be to God. Remember, he cried out, who will deliver me from this body of death? But he said, thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. There is redemption in God. There is forgiveness in God. There is victory in God. There is an opportunity to continually acknowledge Him in our lives, each and every day. God knows our frame. We are but dust. God knows our frame. We are weak in ourselves. God knows us, but even before we were formed, even before we were called upon by the Lord, God, in His pure sovereign grace, had set us for Himself. In His precise wisdom, He had ordained everything to work out according to that plan. And in His pure love, brethren, He has continually upheld us and kept us to the end. So in conclusion, brethren, when God chooses, pursues, and saves a man, he manifests his perseverance and preservation according to his pure sovereign grace, according to his precise wisdom, and according to his perfect love, until his work is complete. Hindi pa tapos ang Panginoon, marami pa po siyang gagawin sa buhay mo at sa buhay ko. Kung tunay kang mananampalataya kay Kristo, kung tunay kang anak ni Kristo, marami pang gagawin ng Lord sa buhay mo at sa pamamagitan mo upang madulhati at patuloy na matupad ang kanyang pinangako sa iyo. Manalangin po tayo. Purihin ka, dakilang Diyos, sa iyong pagmamahal, katapatan, niyamang biyaya sa amin ang iyong kadakilaan at karunungan na patuloy na siyang umaakay sa amin sa lahat ng panahon, sa lahat ng pagkakataon, sitwasyon sa aming buhay. Thank you, Lord, for being that God to us, for being a persevering and preserving God. And so we have all the motivation we need so that we will not grow weary, so that we will continue to walk humbly before you, to acknowledge your grace, to respond to you according to your wisdom, according to your word, and not according to our own understanding, to our own ways and schemings and plan, but your plan. Thank you, Lord. Honor your name, the hearts of your people. Thank you for your pure love, first in Christ at Calvary, and how all of these things had truly been fulfilled, Lord, in Christ. So that now that we are in Christ, the promises that you've made, Lord, are all yes, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Fulfill, Lord, your whole program and purpose for us. Grant us, Lord, all of these things. Father, as we continue to walk with you, we ask for your guidance, we ask for your protection, we ask for your enabling, we ask even more, your presence with us in every step of our way. You know our frame, you know us, you know how sinful we are, you know how undeserved we are of all your gifts, of all your blessings, and yet you still come and show us every day all these things, Father. Lord, as we give back to you what's yours in our tithes and offerings, thank you. Thank you that truly you are our provider, you are our blesser, you are the source of all good gifts. And in you, Lord, come all of these things as we give to you. We know that it is you, Lord, who will multiply these things for the church and for the work, Lord, that you would want to use these, Father, for the furtherance of your cause and for your name and for your gospel. Bless your people, O God, and honor your name on account of your loved ones. We bless you, Lord, and we commit all these things, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, brethren. Praise God. Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat.